VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free, 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Give us a call at 888-723-4630.
What is that number again?
888-723-4630.
So, Griff, remember me telling you that I... the two store categories that I use, one of them is GivingWorks, right? For all of my options.
Right,
because I give 10% to the charity of my choice. Well, we got an email from Holly from New Milford, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Known on eBay as Layton-2.
Yeah.
I want to thank Lee. Somebody's thanking me. Oh, I'm so excited. I want to thank Lee for recommending eBay GivingWorks. Initially, I brushed it off thinking that she couldn't possibly be correct that people actually look for the donation items. Well, I was wrong. A few weeks ago, I was listing a mug that had a stunning cat picture on it. And the listing recommended that I add an eBay GivingWorks donation for the Blind Cat Rescue and Sanctuary. I'd heard of them, and they're an excellent organization, so I decided to go ahead and test out the donations. After some unexpected social media marketing for that item done by the rescue, I went ahead and linked all of my cat-related items to eBay GivingWorks.
Yes.
Over the past week, my sales of donation items has skyrocketed.
Yay!
My customers are even mentioning to me that they're buying the items because they're donation items.
See, it
Thank
works.
You, Lee.
Yeah.
Yes.
It can help drive business, and you're doing a good thing.
Yes, absolutely.
And we like doing good things.
And you don't see that money, so it doesn't bother you, and
right.
You don't have to send it off anywhere. I think it's a wonderful way to give.
So guess what I'm going to be doing?
What are you going to be doing?
Find the time. Speaking of charity, I was approached yesterday by a exec at eBay, who we all know, who said, I've got all these things I want to get rid of.
Okay.
Like Prada shoes and Gucci handbags. And she said, I gave it away. There's not many she's at eBay. Will you sell them for me and I'll split the profit with you? And I says, I'll do it under one condition. All of the money goes to charity. Neither you or I need the money. And so we're going to do this. We're going to sell.
How exciting.
We're going to sell some of Rochelle Parham's.
Oh, she dresses beautifully.
Oh, she's the style. She's fresh.
Oh, I can't wait. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
So you'll let us know?
I said yes, and we'll do it on her user ID, and we'll put a collection of the things together as well, so there'll be a collection up.
How fun.
I said, sure, babe, I can do it. No problem.
I like it.
Yeah.
Good for you. Claudia in Weston, Florida, known on eBay as Claudia's Deals for You.
Claudia.
Claudia, what is your question or comment?
I heard the book key.
You did?
Yes, you did.
Yes.
You have big ears.
I think I have. Well, I finally signed up for the newsletter. I'm not that computer savvy when it comes to these newsletters and things.
Yeah.
And I read it like 3 times, and finally I saw it. So I'm excited.
Oh, fingers crossed. We're going to go now.
What is it?
Yes. So it's achromatopsia.
That's correct!
Yay!
Yay for you, Claudia. What does it mean?
Thank you. It means, I guess it's a hereditary visual disorder. Some people, it's like 1 in 33,000 people have this, and they may not have color vision, and they have light sensitivity, decreased vision. So, and you know what? I actually think I know somebody that has this.
Oh, and well, now you can tell them their disease.
Yeah, but you know, it's really sad because it says here that it's non-progressive. But in her case, she's almost blind. Yeah, so it may be some form of this.
Well, maybe you could give her the tote bag you just won.
Yeah, right.
So all, sure.
All you have to do is, well, maybe we'll draw the line at giving her the tote bag, but all you have to do is email me at griff@ebay.com with your shipping address, and it should be a street address, not a P.O. box, and I will put your eBay bucket mesh tote in the mail to you post haste.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I love the show.
Oh, I'm glad you do.
Thank you, Claudia.
We love having you as a listener.
Alrighty. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Claudia.
Bye-bye.
There she goes, Claudia. Another happy, happy, happy winner.
Happy, happy, happy. Rita.
And the happiness goes on forever because you put things in your tote bag and then you skip around town and people just admire and envy you.
And it's a nice-looking tote bag.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Rita in Phoenix, Arizona, known on eBay as AZ Good Stuff. Hey, Rita, what's your question or comment?
Hey, appreciate you guys. I have a question about multivariation listing. And
okay.
I heard you talk about this recently, but I'm wondering if putting items as being more than 10 rather than listing the actual high quantity gives you a higher position in search with Cassini?
No, it doesn't. It's not a factor.
Then what is the advantage in doing that of listing? For example, I have 50 of an item,
right,
and I sell 5. My sell-through rate then is fairly low. If I list it as more than 10 and I sell 5, does that show a higher sell-through rate?
Yeah, that's not a factor. That's just an indication to the outside audience. And the reason why we provide that option is that somebody may have 1,000 items to sell of that type and variation, and they don't want to put 1,000 up there because it kind of takes away the sense of urgency. So saying more than 10, for example, doesn't give away the amount that you have for sale and provides for, well, who knows, it could be 11 that they have. Maybe I should buy this now before it runs out.
Okay, that makes sense. For some reason, I thought that your sell-through rate on an item affected you in search.
No, it's not your sell. No, not your sell-through rate. The ratio that's used isn't the amount you have for sale and the amount you've sold. It's the amount, that's the number of people who find your listing and then buy something. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's called sales.
So it doesn't make any difference.
Quantity makes no difference. What makes a difference is how many items you've sold from that listing when compared to how many people saw the listing either in search or clicked on it and then did nothing. They didn't buy it.
Mm. Rita, what is it you have 50 of?
Well, I'm looking to buy things in bulk. I haven't started it yet.
Ah, okay.
But I'm just trying to, because I heard you mention this, I think last week or so, I heard you mention the more than 10 option, and I was trying to figure what was the advantage in doing that.
The advantage is providing for a perceived sense of urgency because mm-hmm. there's only 10 or a few more than that available.
Plus, you would have to list 50 things.
What do you mean?
You're not
listening, which is typical.
50 of the same item.
It's right.
Did he just put me down?
I don't think so.
No.
We'll have to replay the tape later. So if you have 50 items, you can put up quantity of 50, or you can say you can put up quantity 50 and you can indicate more than 10. And it's because if you have 50 may not be the absolute best example, but say you have 10,000 of an item.
Right, I see.
If I indicate 10,000 of an item and then I display that there's 10,000 of that item available, it takes away any sense of urgency to buy right away because, there's 10,000 of those? I'll come back next year. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you say there's more than 10, I kind of say, well, I wonder, is there 12? Maybe I should buy one of these right now. Does that make sense, Lee?
Yes.
Thank you.
It does. Okay, thank you.
And I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to put Lee in her place.
Oh, he's going to get it. Oh, Rita. He has no idea.
Oh, I have an idea.
He has no idea.
It'll come back.
It always does.
And you know what, Rita? I'm very patient.
Yeah.
I wait for the right time and I go in for the kill.
Oh, brother, you're
not
going to.
It's like I'm sitting in a duck blind, only it's a griff blind.
Every time I do this, I think to myself of that Red Skelton thing he used to do. He says, if I do this, I get spanking.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Uh-oh, he might like it. Okay, gotta go.
Okay, Rita, bye.
Rita's, when has it been, when have we actually had a phone-in caller actually say, gotta go, guys?
Goodbye. It's like going to dinner with a married couple and they're arguing the whole time, right?
Right, right. Tell my wife that I will talk to her about this after dinner.
Or I love this kind. Well, you're a wife, you understand, right?
Yeah, drag me into it.
Oh, boy, Rita really got going.
Could you tell? She was like, I got to get out of here. I got to get out. These two are going to go off right now. I got to get out of here. Yeah, okay, I got to run, guys. Bye.
Listen, we've
that's a first for us. We really should celebrate. That's a first.
I know it is. We actually ran a listener off. Because of your asinineness.
My asinineness?
Yes.
Two asinines.
No. You play this back and you'll see who the ass was.
Luckily. Who is the bigger Kim Kardashian in
exactly.
this relationship? Right.
You got it. Hey, some people are asking why they're not getting your newsletter.
Because they've been bad.
You have to opt in now. You have
to
opt into your newsletter now. So to find the newsletter with the secret word, you click the group chat link on the player, sign in. Even if you're already signed into eBay, then scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the second discussion post with the word newsletter in its title. There you'll find today's secret word. You'll also find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe to it and receive it twice a week in your inbox. You must opt in now for Griff's newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
You also have to opt into my newsletter as well by sending email to lee@voicemarketing.com.
That's true. You can do it. You can just do newsletters everywhere. This open phone segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Our Bid on Fusion team got together to find a solution for eBay sellers that would give them a great new product sourcing channel and help their business grow.
We could babysit their kids while they list.
What about cleaning out their garage?
We could have special sales each week offering inexpensive boxes full of mostly name-brand items to sell on eBay.
That's good, but it's still not enough.
Each of these boxes could have an estimated retail value of $300 to $500.
That's good, but...
And we could offer $10 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA.
Bingo. Okay, let's take it to the boss.
The boss said yes to Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sale event. Go to bidonfusion.com. Register for free. If you bid on a box of goods to sell on eBay and you win the bid, Bid on Fusion delivers the box to your doorstep for just $10 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA. Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sales, created with the eBay seller in mind. Register now at bidonfusion.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 295.
The holidays mean an increase in traffic and sales. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media, and he's known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller, Third Power Outlet. He has this holiday tip.
Get it right the first time. You only get one chance to make a good first impression with your customer. And a lot of times during this time of the year, people are going to shop with you for the first time ever. Mm-hmm. So you want to get it right. Because if you handle everything in this transaction right, you can be able to keep that customer long term. So do it right the first time.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome into another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by TerraPeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Your call is important to us, so call us at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
And it's easy to get to the eBay Radio chat board, and we love to have you join us on the chat board while we're live doing the show. Just go to ebayradio.com, click Listen Live, then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio player. That takes you through community sign-in direct to the eBay Radio group page. You can scroll down past the Listen Live and Archives on Demand buttons, and the chat board is the top discussion post. It has the words today, exclamation point, chat board. And today's date, right in the title. And
right
that's
there.
That's how you join us. A lot of interesting people come on that chat board. We really enjoy it, too. For instance, right now we have Look What Bob Found on there.
Mm-hmm.
We have TX Blue 49.
Mm-hmm.
Utterly Good Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We know who Utterly Good Stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Betsy. She's our chat room monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Chic Vintage Treasures is also on there. Glenda from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Bubba Can Dance, Cindy, of course, is on there. We heard from Cindy earlier in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of interesting... The Book Kiosk is on there.
Mm-hmm.
Classy Souls.
Mm-hmm.
Simos 310.
Mm-hmm.
Appealing Signs.
Mm-hmm.
ABC Vintage and more are on the chat board with us right now. So come on and join us on the eBay Radio chat board.
Mm. I can't open my mouth. There it is. Okay. I get so used to doing a cow thing. That. So.
Well, it's if you want to get to the chat board.
Yeah, we do.
Let's just say it again. You go to ebayradio.com.
And that's it. You're there.
Click Listen Live. Then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio player. That's the same player you're listening to us on right now. That takes you through community direct to the eBay Radio group page. You scroll down past the Listen Live and Archives on Demand buttons, and the chat board is the top discussion post. Has the words today, chat board, and today's date in the title. There, I said it twice. You should be able to find it now.
How do you find it?
So what do we have online for next hour? We have Tim. Tim Chapman.
Tim Chapman. Let's see. It says
we
here.
We haven't spoken to Tim for a long time.
Catherine Terrell's coming on. Who? I have to tell you something about Catherine.
Yeah.
So I think she might be an actress.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, because I just saw like a portrait shot that could have been done by Richard Avedon. It was
no,
that nice.
No, she is an actress.
It's fantastic.
She's an actress in New York City.
You know, I think I should have known that. And for some reason, like most other things that are happening, I'm forgetting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I forget I'm on the radio half the time.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what I have to look forward to?
That's it.
Diminishing capacity?
You got it.
Should be interesting. Let's just hope I don't lose my my verbal restraints.
Well, I will tell you that the one thing my mother has retained through all this is her sense of humor. Had a stroke, can't swallow, right arm, right leg. It's awful. It's an awful situation to be in, but she still has her sense of humor.
That's right.
I can go in with a joke, and she's laughing, and she gets the old family jokes and
oh, good.
Things. So let's hope that your sense of humor stays intact as you age, Griff.
I hope so. But you'll know. You'll be the first to know if it doesn't.
Yes, and I'll be the first to tell you. So there you have it.
And our show numbers will come to an end.
Yes.
We'll reach the end point of our journey together.
You got it.
Which you and I feel like could go on forever. But, you know.
Sometime. Someday.
It happened to Click of Click and Clack. It
yeah,
could happen
one
to you
of them
I.
died.
Yeah. We humans do tend to do that.
Yep. And he was still working, right?
Well, no, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
So they've been in reruns for almost 2 years.
Oh.
Yeah, which if you didn't catch the announcement, you would think you were in a, you know, like a deja vu loop.
Yeah.
But he started to, he couldn't broadcast 2 years ago, I guess, so. That laugh is irreplaceable.
And I know that you will miss him because you loved that show.
It's like one of those shows that have been a part of your life for so long. It's almost 30 years, I think, mm-hmm. I've been listening to it, so.
Sometime during the next hour, besides the fact that we're going to be speaking, of course, with Catherine Terrell, mm-hmm. and also Tim Chapman, known as mm-hmm. Mr. Customer Service. So we've mm-hmm. got two very interesting people coming on.
We do.
I want to try to get, on page 13, I sent you something. We don't have time for it right now. But if you could kind of keep that aside or minimize down on your screen.
Yeah.
Page 13, it's about Black Friday and Cyber Monday coming up. Mm-hmm. And it's some, on the eBay for Business blog, had some great tips for cashing in on these holiday sales opportunities. So
I'll be ready.
I'd like to talk about that during our next, I guess at the half hour.
At the half, right.
Good, okay?
At the bottom of the hour.
Exactly. We'll do that. And, want to remind everyone to follow the shop gifts link at the top of any eBay page.
Yeah, I see it.
If you do that, it takes you to eBay special holiday gifts page, and you can shop for him, her, kids, or by price. And the categories are fashion, electronics, toys, home and garden, sporting goods, holiday cards, special holiday events such as Martha's Top Picks, plus tickets, experiences, and memorabilia. So that's at the top of any eBay page. It's called Shop Gifts.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Coming up, we'll talk about Black Friday in our third hour here on eBay Radio, which is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global. Who would have thought?
I've been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.